Today, October 10th, 2005, on the official Inside Disney podcast. Straight from the pages of the Disney Insider, your source for all things Disney. Walt and his public. With Disneyland's 50th anniversary celebration in full swing, we at the Insider thought it would be nice to take a moment to reflect on the guy who started it all. Walt Disney is widely known as a dreamer and an innovator, an idealist who followed his vision to create wonderful things. But it's easy to forget one important piece of the pie. Walt's dreams were about delighting people, children, and adults alike. And he never forgot how important his public was. He wanted his movies, his television shows, and most especially his beloved Disneyland and the parks that followed to please everyone as much as they pleased him. We'd like to share with you some of Walt's words, courtesy of the Walt Disney Family Museum, on the importance of his public. Throughout his life, Walt Disney always valued the response of his audience and went to great lengths to understand what the people wanted to see and how he could stay in close touch. Here are some quotes from Walt on his public. The key is the public. Quote, "The public has been my friend. The public discovered Mickey Mouse before the critics and before the theatrical people. It was only after the public discovered it did the theatrical people become interested in it, and did the critics become interested. Up to that time, the critic wouldn't have bothered using any space, you see? So it all comes down that newspapers and people who write for newspapers are only interested in people after the public is interested. The key to it is the public." Unquote. The spirit of adventure. Quote, "I go right straight out for the adult. As I say, for the honest adult. Not the sophisticates, not these characters that think they know everything and you can't thrill them anymore. I go for those people that retain that something, you know, no matter how old they are. That little spirit of adventure, that appreciation of the world of fantasy and things like that. I go for them. I play to them. There's a lot of them, you know." Unquote. Direct to the public with television. Quote, "I have more latitude in television than I ever had before. If I had an idea for something, I had to then go and try to sell it to the distributors, to the theater men and everyone else. With television, I just get my gang together and we say we think that'll be something interesting. Let's do it. And I go direct to that public." Unquote. The park reflects what people like. Quote, "A picture is a thing that once you wrap it up and turn it over to Technicolor, you're through. The last picture I just finished, the one I just wrapped up a few weeks ago, it's gone. I can't touch it. There's things in it I don't like. I can't do anything about it. I wanted something live. Something that could grow. Something I could keep plussing with ideas. The park is that. Not only can I add things, but even the trees will keep growing. The thing will get more beautiful every year. And as I find out what the public like or they don't like, I have to apply that to some other thing. I can't change that picture. So that's why I wanted that park." Unquote. Words of inspiration. Quote, "We're finding some wonderful words of Mr. Lincoln that are still prophetic today, and I think it's going to be a great moment for the public when they can sit and hear Mr. Lincoln talk about some of the things. What is liberty, you know? The rights and the obligations that we have and all of that. I think it's needed today, too." Unquote. We hope you enjoyed and were inspired by these quotes from Walt Disney on the public. To learn more about Walt, visit the Walt Disney Family Museum at Disney.com. We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Inside Disney podcast. Get more Disney scoop plus photos and trivia in the Disney Insider newsletter. Just visit Disney.com to subscribe.